Hey, Dave here from DC On Screen. If you're following us on Facebook, you might have seen us posting artwork that has been sent to fans. This was sent to fans of DC On Screen as part of a promotion. How can you get your own artwork? Simply go over to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us good ratings or reviews. Or, you know, bad ones if you just gotta be a dick. And then email us at dconscreen@gmail.com. Tell us who you want us to draw, who you want to draw it, Dave or Jason, and leave us an address. If you like, you can send us pictures of yourself with the drawing after we send it, and we'll post it to our Facebook page where you can tag yourself. This promotion ends March 31st, by the way, so you have to get those reviews in. Jason, do you have anything else to add?
It's a little for a lot, Dave. It's a little for a lot.
It is a little for a lot. We try so hard.
We need your help. We're asking. Our humble offering.
Humble. Like pie. Anyway, man, settle back, listen to a brand new episode of DC On Screen starting right the hell now. Welcome in to DC On Screen. I am your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason.
Hello.
Ooh, this episode we are talking about Lucifer 106, Favorite Son, DC On Screen number 125.
Aw, a round number-ish.
Huh?
A round number-ish of episodes.
Yeah.
The 25 marker.
Hoo boy. Hoo wee.
How'd you like his voice up front?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, he does the whole, and he ran from the devil and all that. The whole song up front.
Oh, yeah, he sang.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I should write something down about this because he's singing, and then I didn't, and I forgot about it. Yeah, he did it okay.
He did, and I was trying to, find out. They never show him playing. I wish I could actually. I don't know. I really want it to be him playing that piano too, but it just, they're not. It's just probably not. They don't shoot it that way when it is, which is a damn shame.
Yeah.
But, cause I'd something about it. I don't know why. I think I'd like the actor and the character more. For some reason, he actually could play piano that well and sing. But,
absolutely.
Did a good job, I thought. I mean, the last few notes of that song, the way he's doing it, the register he's in, man, that is, that's hard. That is one, like, very little shake in his voice. It wasn't very pitchy. I was impressed. I was just damned impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty impressed. This episode, like, we have been, I'll say, notoriously hard on Lucifer.
I don't think we've been unfair.
Not really. But we've been
we've got people writing us in going like, guys, I'm sorry. I can't go down this road with you. I can't go. I'm like, yeah. We don't blame you, man. It's all right.
Like, I've gotten tweets that's like, you know, people are literally saying, screw Lucifer, I'm out. I'm like, okay,
right.
Well,
that's a verbatim, I think.
That's cool, man. Like, we'll still listen to the show. We've got people telling us that they're going to listen to our Lucifer reviews so that they don't have to watch the show.
And yeah. I'll tell you what, though. To anyone who's doing that, I'll say this. If it gets to the point where we actually think, dude, you maybe need to watch this next episode, we'll let you know. I don't know if we're there yet, though. Even after this one, which I think was a huge step in the right direction.
This was a huge step in the right direction, in a lot of ways.
But
by the way, I called it.
Called the wings?
It. Yep.
I was so happy for you. I was happy for us.
Sure.
As viewers, I mean. Because that's finally something that's just truly interesting.
Now, there was maybe about 15 minutes of real interesting stuff here.
Yeah.
And the rest of it sucked.
Yep. Everything with Triple D.
I don't know who
Detective
Triple D
Douche
is.
Dan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I actually wrote down insufferable problems between Chloe and Dan. I don't care if they ever get back together. I really don't.
I don't give a damn about their tapas.
I don't care about their daughter with the chocolate cake. I don't care how much chocolate cake she eats.
I do in theory, you know, just out of general wellness of humanity, but that's it.
Right. I don't care that Chloe is a cold person or that Dan is a dumbass. I don't care about any of these people. Like,
I didn't care enough about him that I thought it was cute when he showed up in, you know, a pink Stroop Test outfit. Didn't care about that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than, again, like, the only thing that was funny about it was when Maze drops him off naked at his ex's house. And even
that
that's just, hey, you got Mazed.
Yeah.
It wasn't about him. It was, oh, Maze got involved again. So it got good.
Now, were you confused by the fact that Lucifer said that the dead security guard is already in hell or heaven? Because
no.
Lucifer earlier said that when he left hell, like in an earlier episode, they've said it two or three times that people don't go anywhere if they're going to hell now because Lucifer's not there.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. Actually, I would like that cleared up. And
well, he
I'd
says
like
he doesn't know what happened.
I'd like my memory cleared up more than anything, because I don't remember it well enough to compare them. Because I have, because I've been ultra enthused about... This is the thing I like about the show, is I like going into that mythology as much as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's go do your version of Heaven and Hell and flesh it out as much as you possibly can, because there's no way you can make that not interesting.
Mm-hmm. More interesting than what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
At the very least.
I don't care about $800 shoes and gangbangers, man. Just, like, let's do the other thing.
You know what I care about? The fact that they're in L.A. and they're wearing jackets like it's cold.
I've actually asked people about that, I swear. And I've asked the people that have lived in L.A. on a couple occasions, like, look, do you really, is it like, what did you dress in, like, every day? And sure enough, I swear to God, long pants, light jacket. Because apparently it's, like, 70 degrees, which is just the amount of degrees where it's not going to go so far up on you. Like, you know how on our side of the coast, like, you get midday about 2 o'clock, you regret wearing underwear, for God's sake, you're so hot. And by, like, 5:30 p.m., you're, like, you're freezing because your sweat has now turned into just cold wet on the outside of your skin.
Yeah.
But no, 70 degrees. It goes from 67 to 72 back to 67.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, apparently you can go wear a light jacket all day. Head out in your blazer.
That's wild.
I had to fact check that one because I never fucking believed it. But some people told me there was at least some truth to it. So I've decided to let Hollywood off the hook on that one.
I guess, you know, if they're by the ocean, it gets kind of windy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed the Russian dolls, but really glad that they... I'm really, really glad that they actually did the wings.
Yeah, and I was panicking a little bit toward the end because at the end of that episode, it was so close to the actual end of the episode. I didn't know how much time we had left, and I wasn't looking at the clock. I just kind of was feeling it out, like, oh man, this should be wrapping up. I was afraid when they opened that box, especially when they do the shot on the other side of the box, that they were going to cut and have to do this the next episode, and I was going to lose my damn mind. Because, no, damn it, you're 6 episodes in, you need to drop a hammer somewhere.
And it still is to be continued, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know who took his wings.
We don't know who took them. I do know from looking at the promo on the next episode, it looks like it's not personal. I don't know how deep it goes, but the promo seems to show some sort of auction set up.
Yeah, like, which is the least sort of interesting thing they could have done.
Probably, yeah, I'd rather see a big bad.
Yeah. But we found out Chloe likes working with Lucifer this episode, so...
I like that little interchange. I was... How'd you put it? I actually really like working with you, and then... Even his stuff about I've never lied to you and I never will kind of thing. Yeah, it's simple, but I like... they established some rules for their relationship.
Yeah. So, one of the big issues in the episode, apparently, is Chloe being mad at Dan for not coming to Taco Tuesday?
Tapas. Tapas Tuesday.
Was it tapas? Because I thought it was taco.
It was tapas.
Okay, because they had all the fixes for tacos at the end. I'm just saying.
There's virtually no difference between the fixings sitting on the table. I swear to God, I've never understood the tapas concept in general. I've had people try to explain it to me, and they're like, no, it's just like it's on a plate and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, uh-huh. And then you roll it up, and you're like a taco, right? Well, no, it's just like it's like littler portions. I'm like, yeah, tiny tacos. What do you want? You're gonna give me a thing of flour and a bunch of fixings, and I'm gonna roll it up and eat it like a taco. This is a taco for me.
Right.
Been down that
speaking
road.
Speaking of tacos, man, have you had the new Quesalupa at Taco Bell?
God no.
They're not sponsors by any stretch. I wish they were. But I had a Quesalupa last night. It was like a chalupa, but with cheese inside of the actual like. Oh man.
I've heard as much.
That's a fine thing. Ooh.
I've heard as much. I mean, when exactly is your colon surgery scheduled? I need to try to get in town and give you a tiny
10,
stuffed
15
animal.
Years.
Okay, I'll try to bring you something in the hospital.
Bring Batman comics. Anyhow,
I will. I'm going to bring you the entire Snyder run that we never got around to reading. Here you go.
Right. Like, what the hell, Jim's Gordon doing here? But, so, like, Dan overhears her while he's naked in her house and talking to her mom about how, you know, Dan's just kind of like, yeah, he doesn't show up and whatnot. Okay. How does this dude get out of this important stakeout that he's been planning?
I don't know.
How?
I just don't know.
I don't think that's how police work actually works.
I don't
And I'm
think
pretty
it is.
Sure that Chloe, as a cop, wouldn't know that. Except the show kind of acts like, oh, well, you can just get out of a stakeout that you've been planning for months. Whatever. You just tell the criminals, hey, I can't do it this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I do not know. I don't know what favor you have to pull. I don't know. I just don't. It was a weird, pointless diversion that I had no purpose for.
Okay. I just wanted to point out the ridiculousness of the show, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. No, I mean, I got nothing on that one, man.
How you feeling about the...
can't make you feel better about it.
How you feeling about the therapist and Amina deal?
I like it. I like that he's taking an underhanded, manipulative way of approaching the situation, too.
Mm, that is something I noticed.
Like, something that's kind of enjoyable is, on the one hand, you've got the devil even accidentally dealing out justice instead of punishment, and then you've got Amenadiel coercing and manipulating. As far as, like, you know, demon and angel storylines go, I do love a bit of role reversal. I love it so much.
Yeah, it can be pretty interesting sometimes. I really loved the scene where a therapist, where she's talking to Lucifer, and she's talking about how he needs to, like, accept his role and rise, and he just, like, hits the wall and says screams that he can't because he doesn't have his wings.
He can't because they took them. She says, like, why can't you? Whatever it is, the final line she says is, but by the way, she should be more scared. I liked her. I liked her a lot more after that scene, too, because she held in. Like, she stared that thing down the barrel. And he just, like, gets up and screams, because they stole them from me, and clearly bloodies his hand on that weird 60s-looking wicker wall.
Yeah, which also answers the question of whether or not it's just Chloe that can hurt him.
It did. I liked his little line earlier about bloody mortality. Mm-hmm. Like, ducking bullets. Kind of like that. But yeah, he can apparently hurt himself as well. I mean, that looked like blood on his hands. Let me know if I'm wrong, if I just saw a glint somewhere. But
I thought it looked like it too, but, you know, I probably won't go back to look.
I don't blame you. But yeah, man, that last scene, the therapy scene, was just, that was all of the backstory that I'd been wondering about with him and God. Because the phrasing at the beginning of the show has always been, the devil was cast out. And it has nothing to do with the more classical rebellion idea, right? Like, they eschew that for this version of Lucifer. That's not in the cards. It's simply that apparently God took his favorite son, the one that he trusted the most, essentially, and gave him what he thought was the most important job at his disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not received well on the other end, but... How does he put it? He vilified me. He made me a torturer.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the whole bit about, I have never made anyone do anything they didn't want to do.
Right.
And it's my name that gets to be used for the rest of eternity every time someone wants to screw over somebody else or something like that.
Every time somebody wants to have an excuse for why they did something crappy.
Right, yeah. That was all, that's the show I wanted to see. And yeah, like that therapy scene was the first glimpse of the show I wanted to see.
I would say that's pretty on point. That's pretty much how I felt about it. That was the first time it actually been interesting to me.
I mean, like the reason we were focused on the wings at all, like, is what they pointed out a couple episodes ago when he gets naked and she touches the wings where the wings were, and it's please don't. Like, we knew there was some background to that.
Right.
We didn't know how much. And I'll be honest, man, was there a moment in the therapy scene where you thought he might actually kill her?
I hoped.
He was that mad. Hey, this guy plays mad really well. Really well.
I didn't think he would, but I've been looking for him to go off the deep end. And I was looking for him to go off the deep end with the dude on the roof, and he just didn't do it.
No, apparently he can inspire so much fear that he need not even wet his hands with blood.
Well, yeah, but I didn't buy it when I saw it. Like...
Well, you never have bought it that he's actually that scary.
I really haven't.
I think it's the visual effects they're using. They're not working for you.
It's partially that, and it's partially, like, I haven't, like, he's this guy's funny and charming, but I haven't really seen him hit that note yet. That note.
Oh, in the therapist office, wasn't that at least close to what you're talking about?
That was as close as I've ever seen it. But that didn't even seem angry. That seemed grief stricken.
Oh, some would say they're very similar.
Sure, sometimes, but...
Or that one's derivative of the other.
Yeah, it didn't quite hit it for me. Like, I didn't feel like he was actually... Like, I wanted this dude so paralyzed with fear that he couldn't move. Like, that's what I wanted. Like, this dude just... And I wanted to see that from Lucifer. I just didn't see it. I haven't seen it. yet. And that's probably not even this dude's fault. It's probably not Tom Ellis's fault at all. This is probably just the writers.
No, I think it's the visual effect. I do. I really do. Because I think he can do angry as well as anybody else can do angry. Honest to God. I don't think there's going to be a problem with it. The dude physically looks tall, dark, and scary. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's a stretch for his range to be angry. And, I mean, hell, look at him on the roof when they do the little pan-out shot. They zoom out a little bit on his missing wings, and he's, what does he say to Maze? He's almost just on the roof muttering about they took him from me, like somebody has them kind of thing.
Someone's got my wings.
It was nothing too scary. Like, what he said wasn't all that scary, but, you know, the look on his face, even Maze looks kind of worried.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't so much look like, oh, there he is. It's not that beat. It's, oh, he's pissed. This could be bad.
Which is interesting, since he didn't really care if someone had them before in the beginning of the episode.
It's all bluff.
Maybe.
All bluff. He cares so much he's about to team up with Aminadale next episode to get him back. Yep, we're doing Buddy Cop next episode, yeah. So we'll see.
I want to see that. Now, it should be noted,
it's even named Wingman.
I did see that. And I guess next episode after that, he finds out the Doctor's betrayed him.
Probably, yeah. At 2, Doctor.
Yeah. It should be noted that this is, like, we thought that there had been, we thought that the, erosion of viewers had stopped, but, yeah, we lost another million this week.
I didn't look at that, because, yeah, it was starting to look like it was,
Well, the show started out at, the first episode had 7.16 million, the next episode had 6 million, the third episode had 5.47, the fourth had 5.13 million,
mm-hmm.
and number five had 4.86 million. This episode had 3.91 million, so they're
nearly
losing
a 20%
viewers.
Change in viewership. That was not what they were hoping for.
Yeah, that's... I mean, Gotham only had, what, like four... What was it, 4.15, something like that? I don't even know. I don't remember. But
I think you said 4.18 or something.
4.12.
Yeah. 2? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were not thinking that this... I mean, you know, last week they kind of held off at 4.86. If it goes... They were probably assuming it was going to hit about this point. Because, you know, your show is only... A show like this is only as good as its lead-in show, generally.
A mid-season in general has that problem.
Yeah, so...
It just does. Like, it's a show that's around for 13 episodes, and you haven't been hearing about it all summer and fall, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's during the break season. It's when they don't want to air their strong material, of course.
Right. So, I mean, this is prime time, though. This is prime time Monday night. I wouldn't be at all surprised if we wound up seeing Gotham move to Friday nights along with Lucifer. Or Lucifer... Mm. If Lucifer loses any more, they're probably gone.
Well, at 4, they were safe. At 3... Well, I mean, let me put it this way. At 5, they were safe. At 4, which is what we'll call it 4, mm-hmm. they may not be... But, you know, I was just curious about something and looked at it just for comp's sake. And, man, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is only hitting 3.8.
Yeah.
They're averaging 3.8 this season.
Mm-hmm. And they've been officially renewed as of today.
Right. Of course, ABC doesn't have a lot going on. No, I mean, Lucifer still looks good because there's just not... There's just not a lot of stuff, man. There's not a lot of competition right now.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, Fox averaged, like... somewhere in the 4 range this week, and NBC won it with 11. I mean, Supergirl did 6, a little over 6. So yeah, I mean, and it was the lowest of the season.
I mean, hell, look at it this way. Look at Fox's shows.
Mm-hmm.
For this week, just this week. Mm-hmm. They were number 4. They beat Rosewood, Family Guy, Gotham, New Girl, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Last Man on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's Burgers, which is criminal. I have deep affection for that show. But yeah, they beat the crap out of most of the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Fox, I don't think Fox has anywhere else to turn. I think we're getting more Lucifer.
Yeah?
I think so. And it is not that expensive of a show as they're doing it right now. We've only seen a few giant special effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the most part, it's just a regular cop drama that doesn't take too much money to do.
But a regular cop drama that has a lot of controversy that... a chunk of their audience or a chunk of their market is not even showing in the proper time frame. They're showing it like at 11 o'clock at night.
I know,
it's a regular cop drama that does have special effects that do cost money and is controversial enough that it might not be worth making anymore if it keeps slipping.
When they're looking at number four, like the only things that beat it were Empire, which is at this point like a national phenomenon, The Simpsons, mm-hmm. which just come on, what are you gonna do? X-Files, again, national phenomenon. Actually, you know, I'm looking at the list wrong. The Simpsons didn't even beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They beat The Simpsons by 700,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was behind Empire and The X-Files. It was the highest rated show. Oh, I'm sorry. Bones. Bones managed to beat them. So it was still number four.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I just don't know if, like, I think Fox will put up with it. I think Fox will put up Maybe. With all the flack. Right now, it looks like it.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't blame them if they changed the time frame off Monday, though, yeah. And they might do themselves some favor not competing with everything else that's clogging up everyone's like DVR time on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you turn in your Nielsen ratings, if it's Tuesday and you fill out your little part of the booklet for Monday on the Nielsen ratings thing, that's one thing. But like, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think if they air it real late at night, it's going to necessarily not be a problem for them. I think they're still going to just go, hey, a viewer is a viewer is a viewer.
Right. I don't know. I'm very interested to see what happens here.
Yeah. And we're getting into the season of, you know, real talk about whether shit's going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like next few months, the marbles start rolling or feet start dropping, whatever metaphor you like.
I mean, already, I mean, no word about whether Agent Carter over on Marvel's coming back because it's been very low rated this season.
It has.
But yeah, I'm going to call Lucifer being canceled. I'm guessing you're calling season two.
I call season two. I mean, it'll be nice for us to have a back and forth on it, but I'd call it genuinely anyway.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm at a point where I'm worried about Gotham, though. So
I don't think you need to worry about Gotham either.
That show just looks expensive.
Yeah, the post on it alone is probably worth a little bit of money.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to call this episode.
Call it.
Hope you guys enjoyed listening to our review of Lucifer 106, Favorite Son. We are DC On Screen. You can find every episode at DCOnScreen.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher for a similar podcast about the Marvel Cinematic Universe where they do talk about Agent Carter and all of that goodness. Go check out Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall at the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. We are a proud member of the Giant Says Team Up Network, GiantSaysTeamUp.com. We'll be right back with, Legends of Tomorrow 107, Maroon. Until then, keep some DC on your screen.